This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Welcome back to Wiggins America, beginning of the second hour of the show. It's been a theme of this weekend. We've been talking about how green energy, even if it's well-intentioned, it seems to be taking the wrong path to get to its goals. Here to talk about that is the Epoch Times' Kevin Stockland. Kevin, we've talked to you before about a couple different topics, but you just wrote about this electric vehicle revolution that's happening in the United States. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So I guess the first question I'll ask is a big one, and then we can kind of narrow it down from there. Why does the government need to be involved in electric vehicles?
Yeah, you know, this is a government industrial policy, and it's something that the United States historically has stayed out of. The private sector has been separate from the government. But the Biden administration feels that we are at such what they call an existential threat from global warming that they need to come in and direct our industrial policy, tell car makers effectively what kind of cars they can make, consumers what kind of cars they should buy. And it goes beyond that to our electric grid, gas stoves, home heating, things like this.
Your report is talking about how there's $48,000 in basically socialized costs that go into an electric vehicle. I've been talking about this morning, and I guess kind of themed around this whole thing, we've been talking about it elsewhere too, is this idea that to make green energy happen, it seems to be on the backs of everybody else. Like, yeah, you can't just do this by yourself. You have to do this with other people's money.
Right. So there's a very detailed report that came out from the Texas Public Policy Foundation, and they said that your average EV price now is around $53,000, but there's an additional more than $48,000 of what they call socialized costs that the rest of us all chip into every EV that's purchased. And this comes in the form not only of federal subsidies that pay buyers to go out and buy these cars, but all sorts of federal subsidies to car makers to build these plants, various transfers that manufacturers of gas cars have to pay to EV makers to comply with CAFE standards. And then in addition, there's the huge expense that the electric companies are spending on building out the grid and building charging stations. All of that gets passed on not to the driver or the owner of the EV, but to all consumers in the form of higher electric bills.
Kevin, I think this topic in particular about electric vehicles and the subsidies and things bothers me more than others, simply because I don't consider myself a rich person. I don't consider myself poor. But regardless, whether you're rich, poor, or even in the middle, hopefully most of us are at least in the middle, you're going to pay for people to get electric vehicles, which means that the poor and the middle class are subsidizing rich people buying nice cars, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the average income of an EV buyer is a little bit more than $150,000. So that this is effectively a wealth transfer from all Americans, and the average American's income is well below $150,000 to the wealthy. The typical EV buyer is either living in a suburb outside the city. They can charge these things in their garage, but it tends to be a very wealthy person, and they're getting a lot of money from the rest of the country.
So who is actually making this money? Is it the big company? Is it Tesla? Is it these big companies that are benefiting from all these government subsidies?
Well, Tesla's getting more than $1 billion a year transferred to it from other car makers to comply with these CAFE standards, and that ultimately is paid by everyone who buys a gas-fired car. Interestingly, I think the car makers are setting themselves up for a big fall jumping into this market. I don't think the consumer demand is there, and we're seeing a lot of backpedaling by Ford and GM in terms of not backpedaling on construction of the EV construction plants. I think who's really going to make out like bandits out of this is going to be the electric utilities, because we're pushing our transportation onto the electric grid. They're having to build out all this new infrastructure, all these charging stations, and they are passing those costs on to the consumers and profiting from all of that construction. That's the only industry that I see coming out ahead of this. I think car makers are probably going to get hammered.
You know, I mean, making this a political issue, it seems like people who are blue Democrat voters tend to like this more than Republicans, of course, because they feel like they're making an impact, of course. But isn't it harder for people in cities to even have electric vehicles because it's harder to find a place to plug it in? You know, if you have a garage, if you're living in the suburbs and you have a garage, it's easier to charge your car than if you're living in the city and you're trying to find parking, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're living in a row house or an apartment, how are you possibly going to charge this thing? So it really is for people that own houses and garages. That travel short distances, that's really who this product is for. But, you know, it's a niche market. It's generally, between 7% and 10% of the auto market. And the fact of the matter is, if it gets much bigger than that, our electric grid is just not physically capable of charging, of taking on this amount of demand. Your average EV takes about 2.5 times as much electricity as your home heating and air conditioning unit, which is generating peak demand in the summertime. You're talking about adding multiples of that onto the grid. There's just no way that our national grid can handle this sort of demand.
Kevin Stockland of the Epoch Times with us right now. You've written about this topic. Do you think that we can get to an electric vehicle world if we kind of like let the market take care of itself? Does the market want to go there, in your opinion?
Well, there was just a letter written by 3,800 car dealers to President Biden saying that they are getting these vehicles backed up on their lots. They can't sell them. This is a catastrophe for them. And stop pushing this nonsense onto the public. They do not want these vehicles. They don't trust them, and they're just not selling. So, you know, for the best laid plans of the government and government officials and Michael Bloomberg and whoever else is supporting this, consumers just don't seem to be on board with it.
You know, last question for you, really, as far as the electric vehicles goes, are EVs the best option for reducing CO2 emissions? Because that's what they're billed at, and that's why they're pushing them. But are they even the best at doing that?
Right. So tellingly, the EPA mandates, which are trying to force automakers, only measure emissions at the tailpipe. So they do not take into account anything that goes into manufacturing these things. In order to dig up all the cobalt and the lithium and everything else and the strip mining that goes into creating these and then shipping it off to China to be refined, to be shipped back to the U.S., by the time you go through all this, you are not reducing carbon emissions by building an EV. It takes so much CO2 to actually create these things that you will have to drive them for an average of 6 to 10 years to even break even with an internal combustion engine car. The best way to reduce emissions, if you want to do that, go out and buy a hybrid.
Kevin, I really appreciate your research and your writing on this topic. I want to give you a chance before we run out of time here to talk about your documentary called The Shadow State. What's it about? You know, why did you do it? Where do people find it?
Yeah, well, it's a look under the hood of the ESG industry, and this is a kind of a new partnership between the private sector, mostly Wall Street, and the government to push the climate agenda, also gender and racial equity and all the other progressive goals. So it's really a look at how that industry works and how it affects our lives and some things that are being done to push back against it.
The Shadow State by Kevin Stocklin. If you want to check that out, check it. I'm sure you can type it in right now and find it in whatever search engine you're using. Kevin, appreciate your work on this and appreciate your time this weekend. Thanks again.
You bet. Take care.
All right. We will talk to you again soon, and we will continue this discussion. It seems like a theme we've been talking about this weekend with green energy, EVs there with Kevin Stocklin. We'll talk about this more. We'll be right back. More Wiggins America.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.